Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
County commissioners opt for quality over cost. Approve purchase of CAT compactor for landfill expansion. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During their regular meeting last Tuesday, the county commissioners greenlit the acquisition of a CAT 826X compactor at the cost of approximately $1,899,000. This heavy-duty landfill compactor is specifically designed to endure harsh conditions and is dedicated to compacting trash as efficiently as possible. According to the Gillette News Record, a few years back, the county shifted away from a baling and transfer method where trash was compressed into bales before landfill disposal. Matt Olson, the director of the Campbell County Public Works, recalled, "We used to stack it on the truck, transport it to the landfill, unload it, and then meticulously arrange it all like a game of Tetris. While the current landfill compactor is operational, its lifespan is finite." Despite receiving four bids for compactors, CAT, though not the lowest bidder, was deemed the most suitable choice, according to Olson. Olson said, "When it comes to compactors and dozers, I always advocate for quality over choosing the lowest bid. We prioritize getting the machinery we truly need." The CAT machine boasted the most comprehensive warranty among the four options, covering up to 7,500 hours and offering service at Wyoming Machinery's local shop. The arrival of the new compactor is at least a year away, as the manufacturer has committed to a 400-day delivery period. However, once it arrives, the older compactor will be relocated to the landfill's construction and demolition section. This move will significantly enhance the landfill's capacity to compact demolition materials, an improvement from the current weekly routine. Finding old-time holiday cheer in Wyoming's historic downtowns. With the annual winter shopping season now in full swing, Wyoming's old town centers are seeing an uptick in visitors drawn to colorful light displays, roasted chestnuts and hot chocolate carts, free horse-drawn carriage rides, and one-of-a-kind gift options offered by local merchants. Jessica Cedars with Gillette Main Street says, "Wyoming's historic downtowns are a great way to get even the most committed Scrooges into the holiday spirit." Cedars said, "Gillette's downtown is full of historic buildings that could be found in an old western town. A lot of people just come down for photo opportunities and to spend evenings, especially when it's lit up, walking and enjoying downtown." Downtown Gillette, which came to life with the arrival of the railroad in the early 20th century, boasts a wide variety of mom-and-pop shops, restaurants, and holiday events. The original general store building still sits in the town's first block, and Cedars points to a new attraction, an original homestead wagon on display on the 3rd Street Plaza. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.